I've been thinking about my situation. Baby, sometimes I think my time has come.
Coming Alive by Jim Eldridge. With Carl Howman as Terry King and Phyllis Logan as Sandra Gaines. When I think of all the love. Part 5. Star.
Well, I know what I will do for sure. Well, I pray. Yes, I pray. The Lord will come and take my troubles away.
Dear Gran, here is the news from Groveville Farm. My used car parts business is on the up. As for my personal life, I've been going out with a girl called Wendy. She's really nice. You'd like her. She's got a wicked sense of humour. And she's got this tattoo of Winston Churchill on her... on a funny part of her anatomy. She says it's an elf's head, but I reckon it looks like Winston Churchill. The update on me mate Terry is that things are looking a bit sick for him and Sandra. They ain't seen much of one another. I'm not sure what Sandra's playing at. Maybe it's because she's had her mum staying with her all this time. Her mum would wear down the patience of a saint. Still, as Terry says, it takes all sorts to make a world. It's just a pity that so many of them are pains in the neck. See you next visiting day. If all goes well, your loving grandson, Steve.
Yes, Rosemary, I think it's disgraceful. Yes, all right. I'll see what I can do. But I have to warn you, it may not be that easy. Sandra needs me here. All right. Right, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
What may not be easy, Granny?
Little girls shouldn't listen to other people's conversations.
I wasn't listening. I just heard what you said because you were in the room.
Oh, that's as maybe, but there are times when people should close their ears.
Mummy goes into her room when she doesn't want me to hear what she says on the phone.
Oh, it's not that I don't want you to hear. I can't believe I'm having this conversation with a 7-year-old.
Was that the phone?
Yes.
It was a secret phone call for Granny.
No, it was not. It was your cousin Rosemary just calling to see how I am.
Oh, good. And how are things back home?
Fine.
They didn't sound fine.
I'll have no more of your cheek, my girl.
Now, Mother, don't be repressive. Gail, hurry up and finish your breakfast. We've got to be off for school.
And can I still go to Brownie's tonight?
If you really want to.
Helen goes and she says it's nice.
All right.
I think it's a good thing for Gail. It might teach her some respect for her elders.
Mum, how long is Granny going to be staying with us?
That is a very good question.
Right, Mrs. Baxter. No. No, 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 no. No, no problem at all, Mrs. Baxter. I'd be delighted. Absolutely, Mrs. Baxter. Yes, yeah, you can leave it to me.
Who was that?
Miss... Ha ha.
What's she want, anyway? She can't be complaining about the basketball team, because we've given her as much rehearsal time as she wants for this play of hers. What's it called?
Murder on the Railway.
Well, it is and all. I caught a train to Manchester last week. 3 hours late, I had to stand all the way.
Steve, it's a murder mystery. Agatha Christie sort of stuff. Anyway, Mrs. Baxter's gone down sick, so she can't carry on directing the rehearsals. So she's asked me if I would.
You?
Yeah. Yeah, mate. There's no need to sound surprised. I've done this sort of thing before, you know.
When?
When I was in the Nick. I produced the B-Wing Players. We did Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm.
We even had a go at Gilbert and Sullivan.
Why? Didn't they like it?
Gilbert and Sullivan wrote The Mikado.
Oh.
Anyway, I was very flattered that Mrs. Baxter asked me. Though there is a problem.
What's that?
The woman playing the chief suspect, well, she's gone down sick and all.
Dropping like flies. Definitely sounds like an Agatha Christie play.
Yeah, you don't know anyone who likes acting, who might be interested.
My cousin Ron?
No. No, this is a part for an attractive young woman.
Maybe not. Even with his head in a bucket, Ron would give kids nightmares. Yeah. Why not ask Sandra?
No, I don't think so. I can't see her doing it.
No, nor can I. But give you an excuse to talk to her.
I don't need an excuse to talk to her.
Oh, come on, of course you do.
I'm giving her some space, that's all.
Yeah, but this space has been going on for a bit. How long is it since you've seen her?
Just over a week.
Meanwhile, I bet you handsome David, the art from the medicine's well in there, getting his feet under the table. And not just the table, if you get my meaning.
Do you mind? And if you must know, David is still somewhere in the West Country. And if he and Sandra were having that sort of relationship, she would have told me.
Oh, yeah? Would you?
Of course. There's nothing like being straight. Truth is like a torch. The more it shook, the more it shines. Sir William Hamilton.
Weren't he the bloke whose wife, old Nelson, was knocking off?
Oh, shut up.
Yes, it's all right now, Rosemary. I can talk. They're all out. No, I think it's appalling the way John has treated you. To go off with a lap dancer is bad enough, but one of 25 is ludicrous. Of course, I'd love to come up and be with you in your hour of need, but what I'll do, I'll wait till the time is right and then have a discreet word with Sandra. I'll see if she can spare me, but right now the poor girl just seems bogged down with one problem after another. I think it's only my being here that keeps her sane.
Oh, just a moment. Come in. Yes. OK, Mr. Preston. Yes, I'll be right along. Hello.
I see you're busy.
Yes. So, what have you been up to? I haven't seen you this last week. I've thought about calling in.
Well, you're always welcome.
I know.
So how's Gail?
Very well.
How's your mother?
Driving me up the wall as usual. Look, Mr. Preston's waiting for me, so...
Oh, look, I'll be quick. Do you fancy being in a play?
In a what?
A play. I'm directing Mrs. Baxter's drama group, the Groveville Players, in their latest production of Murder on the Railway.
You?
Yeah, me. I have had experience, you know.
Oh, yes, I remember. The Trevor Nunn of Wormwood Scrubs.
Yeah. Anyway, the woman who plays the part of the chief suspect has dropped out because she's sick. Sandra, it is a cracker of a role.
The answer is no.
Now, hang on, please. Now, you haven't given it a proper chance yet.
Yes, I have. I've thought about it, and the answer's no. I have absolutely no desire to be on stage in any capacity whatsoever. Now, I'm sorry, but I'd better go or Mr. Preston will be thinking I've got lost.
So the fact of the matter is, Miss Gaines, that I shall be taking up my new post at the end of this month.
This month?
Yes. The powers that be want me to move sooner rather than later.
I see. Well, congratulations, Mr. Preston.
Thank you.
It'll certainly be a different office without you.
That depends on who takes over in my place.
True.
The position will be boarded, of course. That's standard with heads of department.
And there'll be quite a few applicants, I imagine.
Yes, I'm sure. And I hope you'll be one of them.
Me?
That's why I wanted to see you. In the past, we have had our differences.
Well, sometimes, but that's only because we looked at things from different perspectives.
Indeed, but that doesn't detract from my high opinion of you.
Thank you.
Take the community centre on Grove Hill Farm, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Although I always knew it would work, it was your faith in the project that actually made it succeed.
And Terry King?
Well, yes, he had his part to play. My point is, I think you have what it takes to be in charge of this department.
Well, I'm flattered.
I have mentioned your name, and the reaction was favourable.
Thank you.
The formalities will have to be gone through, of course, but if you're interested...
Yes, I'm interested, but I do need to think about it.
Of course. You see, if you take this first step into management, there is no knowing how far you can go.
And you want me to do what again?
Be my second in command on this play. You'll be like Tall Grip to my Sven-Goran Eriksson.
Well, the drama group taking up football as well, then?
Oh, don't be an idiot. The truth is, I can't handle all the directing business and the backstage stuff. You know, props and things.
Well, I thought they had someone for that.
Well, they do. Beryl Ramsey. But it looks like she's sickening for whatever it is everyone else has got.
Steve!
All right, Wendy!
I was looking for you at your yard.
Yeah, to call in see Terry. Urgent theatrical business.
Theatrical?
Yeah, I'm directing this play for the drama group, Murder on the Railway.
Oh, yeah, I've seen the posters. Oh, book me a ticket. I love acting.
You do?
Not so fast. When Wendy says she loves acting, she means watching it.
No, I love it all. I used to be in all the school plays.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, now, this is a coincidence. It just so happens we are short of a very vital part, which calls for a very attractive young girl.
No.
Yes.
I ain't sure about this.
I am. Are you serious, Terry?
Dead serious. It's quite a big part.
Oh, even better.
There's quite a few lines to learn.
There's no problem. Steve will help me, won't you, Steve?
Eh?
So when do I start rehearsing?
Well, tonight, if you're free.
Oh, brilliant. Especially as I've got a bit of catching up to do.
Mummy, do I have to eat this?
Well...
Yes, it's a parsnip and it's good for you.
I don't like it.
Well, that's all right then, just leave it.
Leave it? Do you know how many people are starving across the world? This is just the sort of attitude...
Oh, please, Mother, can we have a meal in peace?
Well, I like the carrots.
Good.
Right, carry on here, Molly. I won't be long. Ah, Steve. Oh, I'm glad you're here.
How's it going, mate?
Tough. You come to give us a hand with the sets?
Oh, sorry, mate, I can't. I said I'd help Wendy with her line. She's meeting me here.
You're all right about it, are you? Her being in the play.
Oh, I am now. I didn't realise how good she was. She's going to be the star of this play. So, how's things with you?
Ah, all right.
And Sandra?
Oh, I don't know, Steve.
Give it up easy, ain't you?
At the moment, there are a lot of things against me. The major one being her mother's still around.
Hello, sorry, am I late?
No, I only just got here myself.
Oh.
Hey, Wendy, Steve was just saying how wonderfully well you're doing.
He's been fantastic helping me with my lines.
A good bloke, eh?
He's brilliant. He must have heard me say the same words over and over 100 times.
Yeah, and everyone else's. I reckon I know that old play back to front.
Like the police inspector?
Are you kidding? I could do that part in my sleep.
That's because most of my scenes are with the inspector.
Well, now then. That is great, because we've got a bit of a problem. John, who plays the inspector, has gone down with the lurgy that's knocking everyone else out.
Yeah.
And with only a few days to go before the performance, it's either Steve takes over his part...
Oh, no.
...or we have to cancel.
Oh, no.
Exactly. Now, like I say, we're lucky Steve's been helping you with your lines.
Steve! You and me on stage together, it'll be brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, great, Steve. Fantastic. Mrs. Baxter, oh, she's going to be so relieved. She was near to tears when I told her we might have to cancel. Thanks, mate.
There'll be people there.
Well, I sincerely hope so. It'd be a bit of a waste of time to put it on for no one, wouldn't it?
Well, you know what I mean? All my mates, the basketball team, the blokes from the pub.
Oh, they'll be proud of you.
No, I can't do it.
Of course you can.
No, I can't. We done a nativity play at school. I was the only sheep there to drag on screaming at look at the baby Jesus.
Oh, come on, you're a big boy now.
Oh, please, Steve.
Go on, do it for Wendy.
No, I sent Mr. Cook's file to the CSE last week. Oh, OK. Right, thanks, bye-bye.
Ah, Miss Gaines, have you got a moment?
Of course, Mr. Preston, come in.
I wondered if you'd made your mind up yet about going for the position.
To be honest, Mr. Preston, I'm very flattered that you think I can do it.
I do.
And I am very keen to make a career in social services.
I sense a but.
I'm concerned that a move to management might take me away from the part of the job that I like doing best, dealing with clients.
I see. Well, I understand your concerns, but perhaps you'd have more impact on how clients are dealt with if you went into management.
I know I can see that side as well.
So, are you saying that you will or you won't be going for the position?
To be honest, it's a very hard choice.
And it won't come up again in the near future?
No.
The board will be putting out the notices at the end of this week. I really think if you want to establish your position with them, you need to let me know by tomorrow.
I will, Mr. Preston, yes. And thank you.
True friends are much harder to find.
Wouldn't you like to read a book, Gail?
No, thank you, Granny.
You two are staying up for as long as it takes to sort this out.
That girl watches too much television.
No more than most. and a lot less than many.
That's why I think her going to Brownies is a good idea. It's something different.
I believe they watch videos on how to tie knots.
Oh, you have to be contrary, don't you?
Only now and then.
Oh, by the way, there was a phone call for you.
Why didn't you tell me earlier?
It was David. And I didn't like to say what I have to say in front of Gail.
Mother, please don't start.
He said he tried you on your mobile a few times. There was no answer. He left messages, but you hadn't responded and wondered if your mobile was working properly. Now, why are you avoiding him?
I'm not avoiding him.
Of course you are. Look, there's no one else in the picture, and he's everything a woman could want.
Would you like him?
Don't be facetious.
Look, Mother, I've got a lot in my mind at the moment. I'll talk to David when I'm ready.
Honestly, Sandra, I don't like to say this.
But you're going to anyway.
I don't think you're running your life properly. Leaving Gail to be collected by strangers and you walking around like a bear with a sore head. I think you have a problem. Your life is unstable and so is Gail's.
Perhaps you're right.
I am.
Would you look after Gail for me?
Why? Where are you off to now?
I have to go and see someone.
Oh?
I won't be long, I promise.
You mean that the railway porter with the limp and the dead man's Uncle Edward are one and the same?
I do.
But how is that possible? I saw the porter in the waiting room.
Steve! That's you!
Oh, no, I'm trying to remember the line.
You thought you saw the porter in the waiting room.
Right, right. You thought you saw the porter in the waiting room, but in actual fact, it was...
the porter's wife!
Oh, yeah.
Look, maybe if Steve and I just go through the lines on our own, yeah?
Yes, 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 that might be a good idea.
It's this saying that's caused me problems. It's all so complicated. There's the porter with the limp and his wife wearing his raincoat and hat. It don't make sense. No one goes to all that trouble when they commit a murder.
They do in this play.
Hello? Rehearsals in progress.
Hello, Sandra. Yeah, we're just going to take a short break so Steve and Wendy can go through their lines.
Mind if I write them on bits of paper?
No, come on, let's go in the kitchen and give it a try.
I don't understand.
So, how's it going?
Oh.
Not well by the expression on your face.
It's awful.
What's the problem?
Steve.
He does look a bit stiff in the part.
Sandra, to say he's wooden would be unfair to trees. But I can live with that. No one's expecting him to be Laurence Olivier. It's the lines.
And he doesn't know them?
Oh, he knows them, but not when he's on stage.
Oh, dear.
I'm wondering whether we might have to cancel.
That's a bit drastic. And hard on the rest of the cast.
I know, I know. Anyway, it's nice of you to come and see how we're getting on. It's getting to be a long time between visits.
Yes. Actually, I need to talk something over with you, Terry.
Sure, what's the problem?
Mr. Preston's leaving. He's been promoted.
Well, hooray for that. Well, you'll be glad to get rid of him. He really has been a pain in the neck.
He's recommended me for his job.
But at the same time, what a nice bloke. Are you serious?
Yes.
Well, that's amazing. You in charge.
No, there will be other applicants, but Preston as good as told me that with his recommendation...
Well...
I've got it if I want it.
Congratulations. That's brilliant.
Is it?
Well, of course it is. Oh, dear. Why not?
Because at the moment, I enjoy what I'm doing, which is working with people who need help, which won't be the case if I go into management.
Well... yes and no.
Although it's true that I'll be able to change the emphasis of the whole department into caring first, bureaucracy second.
Well, I'm glad I'm being so helpful, putting the arguments for and against.
Oh, you know, in a way it's what I've been working for all this time, to run the department the way it should be run, doing it properly. Oh, I don't know what to do.
Well, I don't know if I'm the right person to advise you. All I want is... is for us to be together. But if you want my opinion, do what makes you happier, Sandra, because it's your life, and that should be all that matters.
Next, reply to the Accounts Committee. Dear sirs, re yours of the 4th in respect of the budget allocation. It is... Enter.
Mr. Preston, are you free?
Ah, yes, yes, do come in. I'm just tying up some loose ends.
Not too many, I hope.
Fortunately not. Actually, I've made a note for myself to call at the community centre on Grove Hill Farm.
Oh, yes?
Yes, after all, I felt that as I instigated it, it would be good to draw a line under it, so to speak.
I certainly think you'll notice some changes from the early days.
I'm sure I shall. Now, have you reached a decision on the promotion?
Yes. Yes, I have.
No, Charlie, the flat with the window in it goes in the centre. It's the one with the door on it that goes at the side. Otherwise, the actors can't get on and off.
Are they going to be long getting the set sorted out?
They'd be even quicker if you were up there helping.
Well, I said I'd go through my lines with Wendy. She'll be here any minute.
Steve, we've got one day left before we open. If you don't know your lines, we're in deep trouble. Now, you don't want to let Wendy down, do you?
No, of course I don't. That's why I'm going to have another practice with her now.
OK, you go and practice. I'd better get up there and help Chaz and Willie with the set before they put it the wrong way up. Hello, Wendy.
How's the set building coming on?
Yeah, not bad. If you ask me, it should have been up days ago. You ready to go through the lines?
Sure, I just need to go to the loo.
All right, I'll still be here when you get back.
Well, well, this place certainly has changed.
Mr. Preston, don't often see you here.
You are...
Steve Addison. Terry's assistant. Part-time, of course.
Oh, yes, yes. And,
what is the stage being prepared for now?
It's a play the Grove Hill Players are putting on.
Ah, yes. Yes, that looks like a railway waiting room.
Ah, got it in one. Murder on the Railway.
No.
Yeah, you interested in the ticket? There's only a few left.
I was in that play years ago.
You were?
Yes, it must be 20 years ago. Our local amateur drama group put it on.
Get away!
Yes, I can still remember some of my lines. So, Mr. Bradshaw, you were in your signal box when the 8:22 arrived, is that correct?
Yes, I was having my tea.
Oh. Alone? Or did you have company?
You were the inspector.
Yes, I was indeed. I had to wear a moustache that tickled appallingly. I think it was made of horsehair.
Terry! Terry! I found him!
So, how are things? Have you heard from John? Typical. He'll soon come back when he sees what's behind these tassels. Anyway, Rosemary, I thought I'd let you know that I've decided to come up and stay with you. Give you moral support. Yes, well, Sandra will just have to cope by herself for a while. I shall tell her this evening when she comes in. No, she's gone to see some play at this community centre of hers. Once again, I am acting as general fetch and carry for Gail. Supposed to be picking it up from Brownie, so I better go. Now, I'll call you tomorrow, Rosemary, let you know which train I'm catching. Right. Bye for now, then.
So you'll be at the side of the stage, keeping your fingers crossed?
All the time.
OK, gang. Looks like we're going to have a good house.
Oh, I'm so nervous.
Don't worry, you'll be brilliant. Just do it like you've done it in rehearsal.
Yeah. I'm not sure about this moustache.
Mr. King! Mr. King!
Oh, Mrs. McKendrick, what's the matter?
Is Sandra here? I need to speak to her urgently.
Well, not yet. She had a client of hers to see, then she's coming on. Now, what's the matter?
It's Gail.
What about her?
I can't remember the address where the Brownies are.
Pardon me?
Are you deaf? I said
yes, I can't... Yes, yes, I mean, I don't understand what the Brownies have to do with it.
Gail has gone to Brownies and I said I'd pick her up. Sandra left me a note of the address where they meet and I've lost it.
Well, that's not a problem.
It is. And Sandra finds out that I didn't pick Gail up on time...
Then let's pick her up before Sandra finds out.
What?
Steve?
Yo!
Do you know where the local Brownies meet?
I do. Merton Hall in Merton Street.
That's it. That's the address.
Right. How did you get here, Mrs. McKendrick?
I caught a taxi.
OK, leave this to me. Steve, can I borrow your car? Not far now.
Sandra will be furious with me, and rightly so.
There's no need for her to know.
Of course there is. Gail will tell her.
Yeah, that is a point. All right, tell her it was my fault. Tell her you came to the centre first and I held you up talking.
Why on earth should I come to the centre?
Because you wanted to see if there are any tickets left for the play tonight.
Oh, Sandra won't believe that. It's not the sort of thing I do.
A thing doesn't have to be possible for it to be believed. Voltaire.
Voltaire?
French philosopher, 1694 to 1778.
I know who Voltaire is. I'm just surprised that you read him.
Well, I'd run out of Mickey Spillane's.
You are a surprising man, Mr. King.
Terry, please.
I may have been a bit unfair in my opinion of you.
I've got a quote on that as well. Alfred Lord Tennyson.
Oh, no need. Let us just collect Gail and I can catch a taxi home.
No, it's all right. I'll drop you off.
What about your play?
I think I can do it in time. Here we are. Merton Hall. Oh, and there's Gail. Looking very grumpy.
Oh, dear.
So, Miss Amersham, would you show me where you found the body?
Yes, over here, Inspector.
I'm sorry I'm late. Have I missed much?
No, just the opening bit where the curtain got stuck.
The set looks good.
The play looks good as well. Now we got Preston Bland, the inspector.
I can't believe he's actually doing it.
Well, he's mellowing as he gets older. So, have you made your mind up about the job?
Yes, I've decided to go for the promotion.
Well done. You'll be great at it.
I haven't got it yet.
Oh, you will. Like Preston says, it's a shoo-in.
Oh, we don't know that. But if I do get it, it won't affect us, I promise.
Maybe not. But if it does, I want you to know that I love you and I always will.
I know. You've made a bigger difference to my life than you'll ever know. We better shush.
Sorry.
Everyone's looking at us.
It's true what they say. Real life drama is always more interesting than what's on the stage. Well, I've been thinking
about my situation. In part five of Coming Alive, Terry King was played by Carl Howman and Sandra Gaines by Phyllis Logan. Steve Addison was Ben Crow. Mrs. McKendrick was Sandra Vo. Mr. Preston, David Holt. Gail, Jennifer Whelan. And Wendy Wilson, Claire Corbett. Coming Alive is written by Jim Eldridge and was directed by David Hitchinson. Take my trust.